From Main Street to Prospect Avenue, Hartford's Park Street is known as the heart of the Latino community, with restaurants, bodegas, and markets. But the pandemic has taken its toll here, too. As Connecticut Public Radio's Brenda Leon reports, some businesses on this corridor are worried that the road to recovery might be a long one.
Antonio Lopez drives his Mexican food truck every morning from Holyoke to Hartford, where he has been selling food for 3 years on the corner of Putnam and Park Street. But customer traffic has been scarce, and he says a second wave of the coronavirus could put him out of business. Lopez says he's got to be careful with how much he spends, especially because the prices for things like meat have spiked. Like Lopez, many merchants on Park Street were faced with surging prices on products like meat and sanitizing essentials. Miguel Bueno owns Bueno Grocery, also on Park Street, and he says that the surge in price has had devastating effects on his grocery store, too.
It's been a shortage, practically everything, even meat, eggs, you name it, it's a shortage. And then also maintaining people to follow the rules, because people are very, don't believe they even exist till today. So just imagine trying to keep people to come and wear their mask and not to touch everything, even though they're not going to buy it. What I fear is that there could be another shutdown.
Julio Mendoza is the executive director of the Spanish American Merchants Association. He says only 4 businesses have been forced to shut down entirely, but the effects of the pandemic have been devastating on small business owners on Park Street.
You know, it's been incredibly hard on them because all of them closed basically at one time. There was very few businesses open, just the grocery stores and very minimal restaurants because they can only do takeout or delivery. So it's been a incredible damage to their businesses and to their finances.
The association provides business owners with services in developing business plans, preparing loan presentations, accessing licenses and permits. But with the pandemic, what was starting to become years of hard work and progress became a retrogression.
We've done a lot of things on Park Street to promote the growth of businesses, and this has put a halt completely on it. It's now basically it's not growing your business, it's survival at this time, which is a complete different way of that we've looked at it.
There's another challenge for small businesses on Park Street. The state has directed restaurants to open at reduced capacity. They can also use outdoor space for dining, but Beatriz Gutierrez says that can be a challenge in an urban environment where space is limited. She's the executive director of the Office of Business Development at the state's Department of Economic and Community Development.
A lot of the businesses that we're talking about, in particular Latino community, are in the service area. So we're talking new restaurants, landscapers, nail salons, hair salons, so forth. And because of that, when you're asking the citizens of a state to stay at home, that has a significant impact in the community.
Gutierrez says that there are loans available, but not every business qualifies, and not all of the application materials are in Spanish, which is to say there can be hurdles in the system that get in the way.
In general, they may not be as stable from a cash flow perspective. So these are businesses that go month to month or almost week to week to keep their doors open. And when they are faced with a significant halt to their income, they find themselves in a very difficult situation to survive.
Such is the case of Wilmer Briseño, who owns Antojitos Colombianos at El Mercado Marketplace Food Court. Since the pandemic, he's had to let go of his 3 employees, even those who have been with him for over 7 years. He says he's been able to stay open for now because customers will trickle in, but it's not sustainable. He says his fear is that after so much sacrifice, he may have to close. Brenda Leon, Connecticut Public Radio.